Hello and welcome to the Devils United podcast. I'm your host Sean and welcome to the first ever episode. Today we'll be reviewing the Man United versus Fulham where the score was 1-1. I don't know how you feel about that, but I thought we played very poorly. So welcome to the very first podcast and hope you enjoy the ride with me. So let's review yesterday's game. At the start, I thought we started quite fast. I was quite happy how we played. We was fast, we was ambitious, we were getting forward. Cunha had three chances. At least should have had one goal. One was a very good save by Leno. And you can't take away from that. That pass by Biyinda was beautiful. He held the ball, looked, and a beautiful kick. And we'd never actually get that from Onana. And this is where Onana has been dropped. And we can see why Biyinda is actually starting in front of him. I know some people disagree that Onana's better. And Biyinda made some good saves the last two games. But he's very poor at corners. And we all can see that. He's more likely to catch a cold than he is that ball. And that's just be frankly honest. You know what I mean? So let's get it. For the first 5 minutes, we was creative. We're trying to get the ball to Cunha's feet. And every time he gets Cunha's feet, he was looking to get forward all the time. It was beautiful. We've not had a play like that for a very, very, very long time. And now we've got a play like that. We should be using him more. But for some reason, as the game went on, we drew back. Cunha couldn't get into the game. And you can say that's good defending by Fulham. Let's not take away from Fulham's. As the game got on, they got better and better and better, and they started controlling it. And when you're away, it's one of those you've got to stop yourself from allowing the opposition controlling the game. Because I can see what Amorim was trying to do yesterday. Get an early goal, we've got the game scruff of the neck. Fulham has to come out, and we'll probably counter-attack. That was probably his plan. He started Ahmad on the right, so he dropped Dalot. Understandable. However, Ahmad is not a right wing fullback. Let's be honest. He likes playing on the wing, but he likes playing central as well. He likes to run in, cause chaos. He is a bit of a Garnacho. We have to be honest about that. And does he suit Amorim's team? And it's a question we've got to ask. Because is he the right person in that team? Because if he's not the right person in that team or squad, we have to look to sell him. And I don't think we should sell him. It'd be stupid if we sell him. But I think Dalot should start before Ahmad. I know that'd be controversial to some, and I'd like to know what your opinion is. But with Dalot, he does like get forward. He's not the best going forward, but he's good at defending. And with the defending yesterday, I think what we've seen for the last two games, is Yaro and De Ligt are bloody good at playing together. They are so good at playing together. And I've actually, for the first time in 5-6 years, I've got trust in our defence. And if one of them gets injured, we've got Maguire. And last couple of years, Maguire's been amazing. I know some people don't like him, but he's been quite trustworthy. Since he had that captaincy took off him, he's improved so much. He looks happier. He looks ambitious. You can't fault a player from looking at that. So I'll be happy with him. And I wouldn't mind him signing a new contract. Not a like 3-4, but like a two, at least two, max two, to keep him around. Because not just that, he's good to have a person on the bench. He is a good leader. Not a captain, but a leader, inspiring people. So even like what we saw against Arsenal and yesterday's game against Fulham, you can put him on and put him up front. He literally scored from a corner. So he's a very good player and we should be confident in our defence. Shaw at left back, look, he's a very good player when he plays. However, his fitness is a massive problem. And I'm actually really surprised that Amorim has played him two 90-minute games now. Because we do know it's not if, it's when, is he going to get injured again. Hopefully not. But we know it's going to happen soon. And who's going to replace him? We've got Dorgu. Dorgu is amazing. I think we've seen how Majority of United fans love him. He's strong, he's fast, he looks to get forward, he wants to create. He's actually quite good at defending as well. He's not at his best, he's better than going forward. But, so, you know what I mean? So, our defence is amazing. It's our major, major, major problem is the midfield. Bruno, Casemiro. Casemiro is old, he's finished. He's probably one of the best midfielders we've ever had. Not us, but I mean, in football terms. For Real Madrid, he was amazing. He's so creative on the ball, he's strong, he used to tackle, he's a good leader. But with Man United, the Premier League is so fast. And he's lost his legs. I'm a 30-year-old man, and I used to always be fast, but I've lost my pace, and so has Casemiro. So, and it's... And I don't get why Ugarte is not starting in front of him. I'm guessing Almiron likes Casemiro, not for his more defensive work, it's more his passing. Because Casemiro is amazing at passing, and so he's creating chances. So I'm guessing that Almiron would rather play him than Ugarte for that reason. And we saw why when Ugarte came on. As soon as he came on, he weren't in the game. Let's be honest. Ugarte... any time I actually saw him is when he committed a foul, and it was a stupid foul. And let's be honest at that. When we first got Ugarte, I was quite hopeful. Like, I thought, oh, this is still going to be such a good player. He's very good. But you can see why PSG got rid of him. They're looking to get rid of Donnarumma. And you can see why they got rid of Ugarte. The passing from the guy is not the best. And against Arsenal, he did a shot from, was it 25, 30 yards? For no reason. And it's this wasteful stuff that we have with Man United. With Bruno, let's have a serious talk with Bruno. Bruno, he's been our best player for the last 5 years. 4 to 5 years, it was probably less than that. I can't remember when he actually joined. But since he's joined, he's been our best player. He's always been running that midfield. He's been running all over the pitches. And you can't take away from his work ethic. You really can't take away from his work ethic. But does his style work for modern-day Man United? And that's what we've got to ask a question. Because he's not playing a number 10 role now. He's in the midfield. He's been put back more. Like Rooney did. But can Bruno do that? We brought two more number 10s in Mbeumo and Cunha. So we had an offer put in for Bruno, allegedly, from Saudi Arabia for about 100 million. And there's always rumours that Man United are considering it. It was all up to Bruno. Almiron didn't want him to go. But should we have took that money? Because with that 100 million, we could have gone for Belieba. We would have had more money for go for Belieba. That's frank. We would have more money for Belieba. And it would have been earlier in the window, and Brighton would have more likely have said yes to that money. Probably a little bit more, probably 100 to 120, but they would have said yes. I think it's too late now. If Saudi came in now, I don't know if you would accept the 100 million. If they came in now for Bruno, would you accept it? Let me know in the comments. If I was frankly honest, and we're guaranteed to get a defence midfielder, I would actually say yes. We could always look at Camavinga. I know he's a bit of a Marmite player. Some people like him, some people hate him. But I'm actually a massive fan of him, of Camavinga. And I think his contract goes down next summer, so we could actually really go for him and probably get him for at least 60 million. And he's that central defence midfielder, and with how the Premier League plays and his style, I think he would really, really enjoy that. And he would connect with Cunha, he would connect with Mbeumo, and I think he would help the midfield so much, because with Sed and Bruno, we've got Mount as well. So we've got Mount that can go in his position. So I know Mount is an injury prone player as well, but his start has been amazing. His start has been way up there as probably our best player so far. I would actually go second. I think Delitt's number one. But with Bruno, it's... If we're not going to play him in the right position, should we have him in our team? That's what I'm saying. If we're going to play him in his right position, his natural position, then we keep him. But Almiron just seems to be not interested in playing him. He wants him in the midfielder, going everywhere, getting everyone else's space. So that puts everyone off. And with this new Man United team, every time we got the ball to Cunha, he was creating something. He was creating a chance. Well, he had a shot. One of the shots was a bit, you shouldn't have really shot, but you're close to scoring. So fair play. With Bruno, every time he gets the ball, he tries to do these long passes that probably 1 in 10 will succeed. And he'll get praise for it. And you try again, and another 9 will just go out or go to another player. And you don't mind these players who want to create, who do these through balls. But when they keep doing long balls and long balls, you're just going to lose possession. And if you don't, and if you see Bruno wanted to do more through balls, yeah, it would help us. It'll help Mbeumo with his pace, help Cunha if it's going to his feet and he create. You got Sesko. We've got Sesko, who's our striker, who's not seems to be starting right now. And I just don't look. Almiron said yesterday that he's not ready yet. He's got a lot on his private life of buying a house, settling down in Manchester. But is that an excuse? He's had a pre-season. You know what I mean? Is Almiron questioning, or is he questioning his team? That they won't... Because since Sesko came on yesterday, they didn't feed him once. He's an invisible man, and it's not his fault. They weren't feeding him. And if you're not going to feed a main striker, you're not going to get anything. And it doesn't matter what striker you are, from Haaland to Isak, they're not going to do anything. You have to feed them. So I really felt sorry for Sesko. But I think he must start against Grimsby. If he starts against Grimsby, we can start to see him. I don't want to sound horrible to Grimsby fans, I'm sorry. But we should win that game quite easy. Play some kids. You got Obi. We can't forget Obi. Start Sesko. Start Mainoo. Let's see what Mainoo can do in Bruno's position. Because Almiron said that Mainoo's not playing. He's been dropped because he's fighting for his place against Bruno. Bruno's been poor for the last 2 games. So let's try him. Let's see what I know it's Grimsby, but let's get Mainoo up and running and see what he can do for us. And if we have to drop Bruno in the next match against Burnley, let's do it. We can't be scared. We can't rely on one player. And this is what Almiron's been trying to do. That's why he got rid of Rashford. That's why he wants Garnacho out. Because they're self-entitled players who think they're the best in the world, and they're not. I'm a fan of Garnacho, but he's a good player, but he's not a great player. We don't miss him, and you can see that already. We don't miss him. If he came on yesterday, he might have done a run or two, but he would have skied the ball high. And it was only now and again where he would score a spectacular goal. So, but with Smith Rowe yesterday, when he came on and scored, I don't get what happened there yesterday. It's Bruno kind of lost his man. I don't know. Bruno's not a defender, let's be honest. So, relying on him to track back, you can't rely on that. Dalot, he should have done a lot better. He really, really should have. But we've got to sort this. Like I said, we've got a great defence, but a poor midfield. And between that defence and the centre defence mid, there's a massive gap that teams are exploiting. And you can see that. You really can. And this is where I think this is where Camavinga would come in and help us out. And I know some people are going to say, okay, let's change formation. Almiron's not going to change formation. Let's just get that in our heads. He's not going to change formation. Us as fans has to get used to this formation. He loves it because when it's attacking, we've got 3 people in the back. So you've got those 2 right wing backs and left wing backs going forward to give an extra attackers. And when we're in on defence, we've got 5 at the back, plus a central defence midfielder. So you got 5 plus 5, and it's at 6 going back with the rest of the players. But what I saw yesterday, when Fulham had the ball, is we don't put pressure on the opposition. We did it against Arsenal for a little while. But against Fulham, we just wanted to show them respect for some reason. And I know you should respect your opponent, but we should have been running at them, close them down, close them down, close them down. But with United, we just don't close them down. So this is where we saw Fulham. We were like, oh, we'll just pass the ball about. We'll find our feet. We'll find our feet. And slowly started doing it. So Man United kept going back and backwards and backwards, going towards our own goal, where our Fulham are finding their feet, going towards our goal. Where if we kept putting pressure, like if we lose the ball, okay, let's pressure, let's cramp them. Three players on this player. And it puts pressure. It makes them do wild passes. And this is how we can get the ball back. Then we can start passing, start putting pressure on Fulham, making the Fulham fans irritated, putting pressure on their own players. And you have the game by the scruff of the neck. But with Man United, we just don't seem to do that. And I don't get why. So Armour and Rooney start looking at this. He really does. So let's go with the goalkeeper position, Bainder. He had an okay game, subpar game. His corners are... Armouring, I don't know if you saw it, Armouring can't watch corners from Man United. He doesn't trust any players. He doesn't trust his keeper. And he doesn't trust the centre-backs. Bainder at corners, my heart was in my throat all the time watching him. I like him. He seems a nice lad. I think he'd be good at the sub bench as he was. But he's not a starter for us. If we have him for the rest of the season, we will probably do worse than last season. But with that, we've got rumours Lemens is coming in for €20 million. Now, I know nothing about Lemens. Rumours City were looking at him. You reckon he likes to get out quite fast. He stays on his line to make good saves. He actually punches the ball away, not like Onana. He likes to punch the ball into danger for some reason. So if we get Lemens, it'll be interesting. But we need patience with Lemens because he's a young goalkeeper and he's going to come to a new country, a new league, where they're going to try and bully him. They are going to try to bully him. Let's be honest. So with Almiron, with his coaches, you need to tell Yoro, De Ligt, Dalot, Shaw, Casemiro, Ugarte, whoever's playing, they need to support the goalkeeper. And you need to tell Lemens to boss your box. I just don't get why some keepers don't boss the box. They just seem to panic. I mean, if you have to knock one of their opponent players out of the way to get the ball, do it. It's your area. You control that area. But with Lemens, I'm optimistic but pessimistic at the same time because he's a young, inexperienced goalkeeper. I know some people out there going, oh, let's go for Donnarumma. Donnarumma won't come to United. We're not in Europe. Let's be honest. And the rumours out there, City have agreed personal terms with him. And I think that's a weird signing for Man City because Pep likes a keeper that passes out and Donnarumma doesn't do that, and that's why PSG are getting rid of him. He's the best keeper in the world at shot stopping. I'm guessing that's what he wants because Man City don't trust their defenders. Because you look at Man City's defenders for centre backs compared to ours. Ours is way better, and it's the first time in a very long time I'm confident in saying that. So that's why we've got to have confidence in our defence. It's our goalkeeper and central defence midfielder. It's yeah. But with goalkeepers, with Lemens coming in, what happens to Onana? Is he just going to sit and take the money at Man United? Or with his design and Lemens, will Onana be pushed out? Will they be very, that was frank, but hard with him? Like, not in the squad, you're training with Garnacho, you're training with Anthony, you're not training with the team. And it might be harsh on Onana. He's not that very good, but he's always been there for Man United. He's always tried. Is it good enough? No, it's not good enough. But at least he's always tried. And look, I know we need to push him out, but we've got to do it fairly. And I got told that Inter Milan are looking at Onana again, and we're not going to get the money we brought him for. Again, I'll be happy if we got 20 million for him. I can't see that happen. I wouldn't be surprised if it's one of those, oh, we'll loan him, then sell him later on. Because Man United cannot sell players. We just loan them out. Rashford's out on loan. Garnacho's there. And I know Garnacho is being an awkward player. We definitely know that. And you need to sort him out. However, Anthony, he wants a loan to the Real Betis. No. For some reason, Man United cannot sell players. And that is on the board. We've got the new board members and they can't seem to do it. I know with Anthony, it's his wages. His wages are stupid. We brought him for 70, 80 million and that is never worth that price. And we're probably going to get 20 million for him. And that's how low we sunk and he sunk. He did very well at Betis and that's why he wants to go there. But I can't see him. But Onana, we've got to show respect. But yeah, there's no place for him. So it'll be interesting. Now with Kobbie Mainoo, rumours he's going to sign a new contract. And you got a question for him, why would he do that? He's not getting played. So why would you sign a new contract? I'm not going to lie, if I was him right now, I'd be thinking, I'll leave in the summer for free. I'll leave. But apparently they're going to sign a new contract. I don't know if he's going to have a sell-on clause on it. But we've got to see Mainoo against Grimsby. If he doesn't play against Grimsby, then we've got to question Almiron. What's he doing with him? Does he have to be there? Does he have to sell Mainoo? And I don't want us to sell Mainoo. He was amazing. He was last year before, he came on with a spark of life. He made literally every Man United fan happy. But yeah, I feel sorry for Mainoo right now. I really do. I'm a fan of him. And I really feel sorry. Seeing that Bruno's playing so poor, Mainoo should be given at least 30 minutes yesterday. Take Bruno off, Mainoo on. But for some reason, Almiron, he loves Bruno. And I don't get why on that one. Now the big question is Almiron. First time yesterday, I had doubts on Almiron and his tactics. I think Inan have got some. Sesko should have started. Even if he played for 60 minutes, he should have started. Because they would have had a focal point in the first half. But for some reason, he did not start him. He goes with his false nine with Mount there or Cunha. And it's not worked for two matches now. It has not worked. And I don't get this obsession of him trying that. We've scored one goal, and it was a lucky goal yesterday, in a 180-minute match. Matches now. In 180 minutes, one goal. And we don't look like scoring either. Yesterday, we did not look like scoring not one bit after 10 minutes of that match. So that's false start. It's not happening. And he needs to really look at it. But he got a lot of stuff wrong, Almiron, yesterday. Binder and goal, I agree. And like I said, Onana, he shouldn't be there now. He should be in the first team somewhere else, not at Man United. But Almiron, even with his subs, at 1 minute, we had, who was it? Bruno and Mount in the midfield. Because he took Casemiro off. So we didn't have a central defence midfielder until he brought Ugarte on. And at the time, I was thinking, what is he doing? I cannot fathom what he was doing. I know when Man United scored, Almiron said this, we went backwards. But he shouldn't have not had that. He should have took Bruno or finger for Ugarte straight away. That was so stupid. And I forgot to say about bloody Bruno and his penalty. That was one of the worst penalties he's ever taken. And him blaming the referee is pathetic. The referee didn't mean to bump into him. You watch the replay. The referee is checking and make sure every player is outside the penalty area. The referee's just doing his job. And was it a penalty in the first? Probably just yes. I know Fulham fans will disagree, but it's probably just a penalty. But when Bruno missed it, his attitude was appalling. This is a grown man having a tantrum about bumping into someone. And I think he ruined the entire team performance then. not him alone, because it's him, but his attitude. Because if when you got an attitude, if you go to work or school, whatever, who you are, listen to this. If you've got a poor attitude, you pass it on to someone else. You give someone else. Cause it just, that's how people is. People connect by feelings. But him doing that yesterday was pathetic. I was so annoyed with him. This is where Almiron's fault again. He should have took him off. Or when that happened, Bruno was about to take the penalty and he bumped into that place. He got put him off his rhythm. Mbeumo. He took penalties for Brentford. Give it to Mbeumo. And that would have shaken Leno up for the goalkeeper for Fulham. You'd be like, oh, okay, this has changed. Now I've got to read my water bottle. So you can play mind games with him. But with United, it's just that thing is... But I don't know if you noticed, actually. There was a free kick near the end, and Bruno didn't take it. It was Mbeumo, and it was actually a beautiful cross. And I want to know who sanctioned that. Did Bruno say, you take it? Or did Mbeumo say, look, I'm taking it. I don't care. So that's one bit I really liked. But with Almiron, look, if you're Almiron out, you come on, grow up. He needs the support all he can get. He's got a very, very hard job. This is one of the worst Man United teams ever, especially in the Premier League, it is ever. But some of his decisions he's got to sort out, like Bruno. Bruno can't keep playing 90-minute games, especially when he's so poor and affecting us. Because that will get him the sack in the future. We've seen it in the past with Rashford and Ollie. You can't be loyal to one player. Because what Almiron does when he drops players, like, you're not good enough, you drop. It's amazing. It's what we want to see. It's what we've been asking for years now. But for some reason, he's just loyal to Bruno and he's got to stop it or it's going to hurt him. So let's see going forward. We've got Grimsby Town on Wednesday. Should win this game. We'll probably play our second team. Agreed. Sesko should start. Maynard should start. I'd put Ugarte in. I'll put Bainder in again. Get him some more confidence in going out for a corner. But I wouldn't mind Obi starting as well, to be fair. But some of the players that started yesterday need to start this to get them more confidence. Heaven should start. Maguire should start on that one. Again, I'd go Binda. I would go... it would be Ahmad at the right, Shaw on the left. I think he'll go for Ugarte, Minu, and he'll go for Bruno, let's be honest. He'll go for Bruno to get his confidence up. But hopefully Sesko will start. I won't play Cunha. I'll drop him. Just give him a little bit of rest. I'll play Mbeumo. Let him have a bit of fun. Then at half-time, swap him for Cunha. So, it'll be interesting. And after that game, I'll do another podcast and we'll see how that goes. Hopefully, we can control the ball. We'll bully Grimsby. I have doubts. But let's do it. Let's really go for him. Let's go for a 4-5-0. Let's get confidence in our players. But if you're having doubts today about United's performance and how we started this season, don't. Let's keep our heads up. Hopefully we'll bring Lemens in. Hopefully another player. I can't see it to the end of the window. But let's keep our heads up and let's see how we can do. Anyway, thank you for listening to the very first podcast of the Devils United. I hope you enjoyed it and hope you subscribe. And if you got any comments or any questions, leave a comment and we can see what we'll go for the next episode. Thank you so much.